Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Camp. This might be your date with destiny.
Good evening, everyone. This is Robert Lee Camp, and welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. We're getting off to a little bit of a late start. Had a small technical glitch, but here we are. Hope you're having a wonderful day today. It's the beginning of another week. And it's interesting. I don't know how most of you view Mondays. I mean, I certainly feel like Sunday is a day of rest, and then we come back and the world starts up again, and the stock markets open up, and everybody goes to work, and, you know, whatever else that you might have going on in your life that Monday is part of. It's not that everybody has the same kind of Monday, of course. For some people, imagine, if you were born, let's see, what would that be? If you were born on, what day would you be born if Monday was your Saturday? I'm trying to figure out. Something like Wednesday or Thursday. And if you were, then Mondays might not be a very fun day for you. It could be a really difficult day, you know, in general. I find that my Mondays are really busy. Hope you're having a good Monday today. Today is February 23rd. We have just moved into the realm of Pisces. We are done with Aquarius now, and we're moving into the realm of Pisces. And now we have the very early, early Pisces people. In other words, if you're born today, tomorrow, the next day, your sun is only 1, 2, or 3 degrees of Pisces. And I find that the people with the lower degrees of their sign, born earlier in that sign, like the people born today, are often really intense versions of their sign. In other words, they would sort of stand out for their qualities, and in this case, Piscean qualities. And Pisces are compassionate. And Pisces are codependent sometimes, frequently. There's an escapist tendency to Pisces. They're very sensitive to other people's pain. They don't like to feel pain. They don't like to feel the pain of other people or their own pain. And they share in your pain. So they will avoid situations that where pain is being experienced by others because they can feel it. They were given this sensitivity to get their attention off of themselves and onto other people with the intention of helping to get their personality to be focused more on others and not on themselves. That's what Pisces sun sign is all about. One quick announcement before we keep going here. Some of you have written me and say, where are the recordings of the shows? Just so you know, I don't upload those every single week. I usually wait till 2 or 3 have accumulated, then I'll go in there and do them all at the same time. So last week's show has not been uploaded yet, but the previous weeks are there. And probably sometime this week I will get down and upload all of this show and last week's show. We had a wonderful class, and if any of my students or the people who are here this weekend are listening tonight, it was a wonderful group. We had a lot of fun talking about the cards. Everybody got to ask questions. Everybody got to do readings for each other. I did a reading for a mystery guest, and we learned a lot about doing great card readings, actually. So people born today are a Pisces, but there are two of diamonds and an eight of spades, and as a result, the two of diamonds, of course, is a partnership. So regardless of who it is born today, if you got to know them a little bit, you would find that partnership is a big, big factor in their life. It's also an eight of spades, ruling card. So this is one of the few Piscean birthdays that we might find could be really like a workaholic. They can be, very well could be, very powerful, which is not normally associated with the Pisces, but people today could be very powerful. We have people like rock musician Johnny Winter. Now, I saw Johnny Winter in concert, which tells you how old I am, because he's 65 years old. Brad Whitford of Aerosmith, born today. A lot of musicians. This is very artistic. Birthday for some reason. Actress Dakota Fanning, Lassie Johansson of the Cardigans, Steve Holly, country western singer, Jeff Behrens of Sister Hazel, another rock musician, Kristen Davis, the actress, country singer Dusty Drake, Michael Wilton of Queensryche, another rock musician. Wow, we got a lot of rock musicians, and actor Peter Fonda. And one more musician. Who's a very old, I don't know if he's actually still alive. Maybe he is. Bob Willis, one of the old-time country western singers. My father knows songs by him. They were playing on the radio when my dad was a kid. So happy birthday, everybody born today. And if you have a birthday today, please feel free to call in after the talk and get a free reading for your year. Let's have a look and see what's coming up in your future. So this show is about destiny, primarily your destiny, about life, about having more conscious awareness in life, being more conscious of ourselves. The whole card system, though it looks like a fortune-telling system on the outside, is really was intended to be and is a system of self-exploration and self-knowledge. And I'm sure that any of my listeners tonight who have used the system for a while will attest to this. This system helps you to get to know yourself in ways you never did before. And it's a good thing. It's something that allows us, in most cases, to accept ourselves to a higher degree than we might have been before. Once you understand the nature of your birth card and your second card, which we call the planetary ruling card, you can have a more acceptance about yourself, more acceptance of the qualities that you were born with that make you unique, and knowing that there's plus and minuses to everything, and it's not really bad, nothing is really bad. It just is what it is. So this is what's really, really fun about this system. So I hope you have a chance to call in tonight and enjoy that. I'm going to do readings after I give my talk this evening. How many of you watched the Oscars last night? That was quite really fun. Did you know that Hugh Jackman is a Ten of Clubs? Perfect card for being out there on stage, and he's quite the performer, quite an upbeat, happy kind of guy, which is amazing, I think, among all the Hollywood people. He's certainly a happy person overall, from what I can see, and happily married, which is unusual for Ten of Clubs, very unusual. Okay, our talk tonight is about the law of attraction and the power that we have of selection. So I'm going to start this out by telling you a story. When I was in my late 20s, I was living in a yoga ashram, and I had been working there for practically 5 years. I had been a celibate most of that time, and then I got married. I had just been married, actually, within a few months of this story, and there was a friend of mine who had a job. He didn't work there like most of us did. He worked in what we call the community. And one day he pulled me aside and he said, "Robert, I have to tell you about this amazing thing you're doing where I work, but you have to promise not to tell anybody anything about it because it's really top secret." Well, of course, I was intrigued. I was just totally intrigued by the whole, by the story, you know, the possibilities of what he was going to talk about. So he told me that they were making this, he was working at a company called Commodore Electronics, and they were working on a home computer, a new computer that was designed for games and entertainment. And this was really the first computer ever that was designed. It was groundbreaking in its day. And he was telling me how the computer had 16 colors on the screen. Now that was, that sounds kind of funny now because we have 65,000 colors or more on the screen nowadays. But back then, this was earth-shattering. And he was saying how this computer had a three-voice synthesizer built into it. That had never been done. It also had what they called sprites, which is a way of manipulating objects on the screen so you could have like little graphical characters running around the screen doing things. They call them sprites. And he went on and on about this, and I was completely intrigued by this. Now, I had never had any exposure to computers before that. I really had had zero, no exposure to computers of any kind up until that point in my life. So I had no past history with computers that would have accounted for how excited I was about what he was talking about. I mean, you know, I hadn't used them before and knew they were great or anything. But I was just literally obsessed about this as soon as I heard about it, and I couldn't wait to get one. It was called the Commodore VIC-20. That was the name of the computer. And it hadn't even been released yet. And my friend told me that because he worked there, he'd be able to get me one at a really good price, an employee price. So I put in my order with him, and I waited. And I waited for 6 months. And before I even got my computer, because it got delayed, getting the computer from him got delayed for several reasons or whatever, before I even got my hands on one of those computers, I had already gone down to the store where they were on display, and I was already learning to program this computer before it had even been released to the public. I was already writing software for this computer. I would go down to the local Kmart where they had them on display, and I would just sit there, and I was writing some very small, you know, funny little programs that would cause the keyboard to do this or that if you walked up and pressed a button on it. And that was, you know, it was kind of playing little jokes on people who came by because the computer would do something they weren't expecting if they pressed on the keyboard or something like that. But by the time I finally got my hands on one, I was already familiar enough with it to write some very basic programs. But I was totally obsessed with it. And as soon as I got one, I did not want to work anymore. I didn't want to have to work my job anymore. And I decided to quit my job, and I had enough money saved up for that I could live for like 4 months before I'd have to go back to work again. And I didn't have any real dependents, so I decided I would go ahead and do that. And so I just quit my job and just hung out with the computer all day. Now, that ended up being a very happy story because within 2 months, I got a book contract to write a book for that computer. And I had never had a computer before, and I had never written a book before. So my question is, given that story, and maybe a story that you might have, it's very much like that. What was it that happened that caused me to choose computers? Like, people will walk up to me and they'll say, How did you get into this system? Well, that's another story. It's very similar to that story, though. But it's another story where there's not, like, there's not an answer for that question in the way it's being asked. Okay? And the point of this talk tonight is that some of the most important and best things in our life are things that we're drawn to from a real deep place that we don't even have any conscious connection with. We don't know why. There is no why. I mean, some people would say, well, I was into astrology because I had astrology in my past lives, and I've been told that I had astrology in my past lives, and maybe I did have astrology in my past lives. But I couldn't have had computers in my past life. I mean, if we believe that history is linear, there have been no computers before this time. And yet, I was just completely attracted to that so powerfully that, that's all I wanted to do, just be on the computer. And that love turned out to, the love that I had for that turned out to, end up with me becoming a successful programmer, even though I never took one course in programming. I used to work for companies programming games and cleaning up software other people had written. I made a lot of money, and then I wrote my own software for the cards based on all of that. The cards and computers have been the two biggest loves of my life. And both of those things have been very strong success stories for me. Maybe you have a success story like that. So when people say, do what you love and the money will follow, they're not kidding when they say this, because if you love something, that's something special. And it could be anything, and there's no rules, and there's no shoulds about what you should love or shouldn't love. There are no rules or shoulds in this area. It's every person, you might say every man for himself. It's everyone for themselves. It's whatever is for you. It's whatever you find that completely mesmerizes you or fascinates you or excites you or, get your juices flowing in some way. That's what we're talking about here. Now, if you don't have anything like that in your life, that's okay too. But if you want to experience that, I say you can. If you ask for it, you will get it. Before I discovered the cards, and even though I had already discovered computers and I loved them, I still knew I hadn't found my life's work. Somehow I knew computers was a big part of that because I loved it so much, but I still didn't feel like computers didn't have anything to do with my spiritual path. They didn't have anything to do with my spiritual life. So I was still searching. Way after I found computers, I was still looking for what is my life's purpose? What is the work I've come here to do? And when I found the card system, I knew I had found it. But, I'm here to say to you, if you're still looking, that it took me, I don't know, it seems like 20 years. I don't know exactly how many years, but I remember that there were many, many occupations and many years went by before it happened for me. It was in my mid-30s that the cards showed up for me. And I had been going through, job after job, career after career, all through my 20s. So there's this thing called attraction, and what are we attracted to? And it's not just jobs, but it's also relationships, it's life situations, it's things that we like. Why do we like them? Do you really know why you like them? Is there really a reason? Do you really have to have a reason? Or is it enough that you just feel drawn to something? Imagine having the faith to just go where you're drawn without any reason, without any explanation, without any logical element to it. So that, it just doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to meet anybody's criteria but your own. Imagine that for a moment. The ability to go wherever you choose, do whatever you want, just because you feel drawn to it. Can you imagine having the kind of trust that would allow that? And that, among all things, would be most represented by the seven of spades card. Of course, any of the sevens could actually represent this on some level. But seven of spades would be the most prominent of the cards that could represent this phenomena. It's the card of faith. It's the card that shows up when it's time to walk your walk. And I mean walk your real walk. And yet you have no evidence. You have no evidence that your walk or going the way that you're thinking of going is actually going to be successful. You have no evidence. You have no proof ahead of time that would comfort you and give you the courage or whatever it takes to make that move, that leap into the unknown. I mean, how can you have known while you're leaping into the unknown? You can't have known what you didn't know. When I wrote my first book, which was a computer book, I had no way of even predicting that it would even get published. I had a plan. I was going to publish it myself. I didn't know how I was going to distribute it. I didn't know any of that. I just had the idea. I knew it was a great idea. And within a month of having that idea, I had a check in my hand for $5,000 from a publisher. And I had no, that was nothing less than a miracle. And that led to two books being published, and then a career for a couple of years as a programmer, and then I found the cards. And then it all came together for me. But even with the cards, it was a big risk. There were no books out there hardly. There was nobody knew of it. I had to convince people that it was even valid in the beginning. I would go to bookstores on my own with my books and plead with them to carry my book. I would give them free readings. I would explain it to them because they knew nothing of it. Nobody had ever heard of it. But I had faith. I acted from that seven of spades place. So this is what I think we can learn from this, is that if you love something, maybe even if you just love somebody. Now, of course, sometimes our love, though we think we really love somebody, it's actually that love can be tainted by a sense of inadequacy within ourselves or a sense of neediness. And really, it's not real love if we're addicted to somebody. It's not real love if you're addicted to somebody. I want to repeat that. It's not real love if you're addicted to somebody. Because real love will set somebody free. Real love will let somebody go. Now, you may have a combination of that in your life. You may have a combination of real love and some addictive love in there. To whatever extent you really love somebody, everything that you want or want to experience with that person, you will have that someday. It has to happen because love is the most powerful force in the universe. So this is the power of love. This is what we're talking about when I'm talking about attraction, talking about the power of love. What do you love? It's unique, you know, in every one of us. There are no laws, rules, regulations about it. Even though you may be born into a family that have always been doctors, it doesn't mean you have to be a doctor if you don't really love it. It's what do you love? And if your parent loves you at all, they won't force you into some career that they think is best for you when it's not something that you love. And that's where the power of selection comes in. So the gist of this is just to choose, when you use the power of choice, choose for love and not for anything else. Choose for love. Make your choice from what you love. And if you don't know what you love, take some time to find out what you love. You know, a lot of us have been we've been not doing what we love for so long that we've lost touch. We've lost touch with that which we really love and enjoy and take pleasure and fun and excitement and thrill. And if you gave up on that early in life and just, you know, succumbed to pressures of the family or society or whatever, you may have maybe way out of touch, but I'm telling you, it's in there somewhere. And if you take the time to look, you can find it. But you have to do the searching, and you have to ask for it. If you don't really care, you won't get it. If you don't really care that much about it, why should it happen to you? So, that's my suggestion. Wouldn't it be interesting if we had an entire planet of people who were all just doing what they loved? You know, when I look at the Oscars and we get all these awards, you know, given out to people, and we sort of worship celebrities, especially movie stars, you know. And each one of them who is at the top of their field, whether you know this or not, they're there because they love what they do. They're not there because they're doing it because they feel like they have to. You know, people who excel at different sports, for the most part, they love it. If you don't love the sport you're doing, you'll hurt yourself. You'll injure yourself every time. You'll be out. If you're not enjoying it and loving it, you will somehow get out. You will sabotage yourself. So love is the key. And when we look around and see all these wonderful people in the world who've done wonderful things, it's only because they got in touch with it, that they loved it, and they just went for it. And if you hear all the stories of these successful people, you hear, like, you know, how nobody else in their family was even interested in it, but they were. Their parents thought they were crazy or kooky for doing what they did, but it turned out to be phenomenally successful. Some people went on for years with no success, but kept at it because they loved it. And that's the key. So I hope this is helpful for you. Maybe there's a love that you have looked over in your past that needs to be awakened so that you can have the most spiritually uplifting life that is possible. Okay, we're going to take our break right now. And on our breaks, we always play a song from my CD called Bhakti Rock. And tonight, the first song we're going to listen to is Krishna Hare Krishna, the short version, not the long version. We do have two lines full, line 3 and 4, but I believe line 2 is open. And when I get back from the break here, after Krishna Hare Krishna, I'll be taking your calls, and we'll be starting out with Monica, who's been waiting patiently from Los Angeles. Be right back after Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna. That was from Bhakti Rock, my CD, which is available on my website. I was listening to it, I was thinking, oh, I just got another idea for that song. Really? I love that song. It rocks. Okay. We have calls now, and now is the time we're going to do some readings. This is going to be fun. Looking forward to it. We have, first of all, Monica from L.A., whose birthday is March the 9th, 1957. Are you there, Monica?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I was just thinking about an article for the next newsletter. I was thinking of writing an article about the Two of Hearts.
That would be me, sort of.
It's going to be called the Sweetheart Card.
That's great. I like that.
Because two hearts are always, they're always sweethearts. You know?
Yeah, and the age of space.
Well, you know, it's half good.
I thought it was all good.
I'm just having fun with you. All the cards are good, of course.
Uh-huh.
So you called before.
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm. I have called before, and I've got a birthday coming up, so I wanted a little bit of a review. But I just wanted to comment on the Seven of Spades. I just looked at my spread, and Jupiter, I had Seven of Spades in Jupiter, and then twice this coming year in Mars.
Yes, I see that. Yeah, so have you been taking any risks to do what you love?
Well, you know, I do love what I love. I do what I love, but I want to do more of what I love in on a bigger stage.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, yeah, I get that. Seems like we talked about this. Sounds familiar to me.
Yeah, last year we checked in, and it was, you know, you were talking about the book, and it was a real focus on King of Clubs. And being
mm-hmm.
the expert. And so, of
yep.
course, I've been, you know, working on that.
Okay, good.
And so now the year will shift
on your birthday to a new year, and it happens to be a Jupiter year you're coming into.
Yeah, 52, that's right.
Uh-huh, yeah. And so it's always a blessed year for everybody. You know, age 52 is blessed. In other words, you're going to have wishes fulfilled. Things that you've wanted will come to you without a lot of trying or effort.
I like
okay?
that.
Yeah, you're going to have wishes basically come true. You know, that's the thing.
I love that.
So, now, but this year, of course, and you've probably heard me talk about this 52-year with other people before, because it's so significant.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's the year that, the critical year, that we all sort of decide how good is our life going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on a broad basis, like the rest of our life. How good can I allow my life to be? Or will it always have a sense of limitation placed upon it by me? That's the question. See? So it's the year, if you're ready, you know, if you want to take the most advantage of this, and that's what having the card system and knowing it is all about. It's about taking advantage of that which is coming and being more conscious so you can derive even more benefit from it. Then what you do is you plan to really go for it this year. In everything that's really important to you in life, whatever that is, you know, it might be career, or it might be love, or it might be, I don't know, whatever it is to you. But you don't hold back. You don't worry about, will I be able to do it? Will I have enough money? You don't let those concerns stop you.
Yes, yeah, definitely career. I mean, the love part seems to be handled with my love, wonderful husband.
Okay, good.
So
okay,
it's
good.
Really my career.
Okay, so, you know, you look at your cards, and it's really good to study the age 52 spread because it's so significant. It has lifetime implications hidden within it. In other words, the cards for that year often tell us things about some of our lifetime challenges and things. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to study that whole year. Now, I've singled out in my books the environment card as being very significant. That's like the lifetime challenge card. And so you have an eight of spades. That's about allowing yourself to be powerful. You know, you're one of the Pisces people I talked about earlier.
Right.
Sometimes Pisces will shoot their own success in the foot because they're afraid they're going to hurt somebody.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, because they'll avoid hurting somebody more than almost anything.
Yeah, it's interesting because I see myself as powerful at times. I mean, I have a Leo rising, so I see myself as powerful at times, and then I just sort of retreat into this little Piscean place, too.
Well, you might want to, you know, you might want to sort of take note of, like, what is happening in your life when you retreat as opposed to what's happening in your life when you go forward. You know, just see if there's a pattern there. If certain kinds of events perhaps have you go into your cave or not, you see?
Mm-hmm.
That could be very enlightening to know if it's just your nature to do that or if there are things that kick that off, that catalyze that for you.
I think it's when I'm not playing full out. That's when I retreat because I'm not getting what I want.
Okay, well, you know, there's no card that says playing full tilt like the Eight of Spades.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Should I warn my husband?
Yeah, you should warn your husband and all your friends. You know, tell them you're going to put a rocket, you're going to attach a rocket to your butt. And you're not sure where it's going to end up.
Yeah,
and if you look at the cards for the year, you have a long-range four of clubs. It's just such a really nice card. I mean, there are no real difficult challenges this year that I can even see.
The Queen of Diamonds in the Jupiter, and then the King of Diamonds in Jupiter, and the Two of Hearts. That's pretty good, right?
Two of Clubs, you mean?
Yeah, no, Two of Hearts for me.
Oh yeah, in your Two of Hearts spread, you have a King of Diamonds and Two of Clubs in Jupiter.
Yeah, exactly.
They're all good cards. You got the Queen of Diamonds there.
They got a lot of good stuff in the Jupiter.
Yeah, so I mean, you're getting the green light, all right? So it's up to you to step on the accelerator pedal.
I've heard you say about 52, you either decide to stay or leave.
Some people decide to check out, yes.
Yeah, that's pretty important.
You don't sound like you're one of those people.
No, not really. No.
No, you don't sound like you're.
I've got big dreams, and I guess that's the thing, the big dreams. And I think that Seven of Spades is really talking to me.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have to be willing to take a risk. It's not going to happen living life the way you normally live it. Nothing will be different.
Do you see anything that's specific to media, increased media?
Something that's what, specific to you?
Specific to increased, you know, media exposure.
Media exposure, well, that's easy. There's all kinds of ways to increase media exposure. I mean, the Internet's just full of stuff to do.
Wait,
how about have a radio show?
Spread? Do you see it in my spread? I've had a TV show before.
Uh-huh. How'd that go?
Well, I did it for 12 years. It was pretty good.
Well, and, you know, something like that is excellent. And you have the cards for it, so you have an Eight of Hearts as a long-range card in your ruling cards. But, well, you should take advantage of that and get out there and promote yourself. Again, I mean, it's all right here. It's kind of here in black and white, Monica, but
mm-hmm.
I don't see the question, really. You just need to go do it.
Do it. Okay, I'll do it.
Just need to go. You just need to, like, say, I'm doing it, and go do it.
Yeah, you know, I was feeling that way, but I just wanted to, you know, hear your expert opinion.
Yeah,
and,
well, I can't even think of anything else to tell you, because I've already said it.
Good.
I've said it a couple
times.
Thank
you.
Yeah, go get them. Go get them.
I'll report back next year.
We will love to hear from you.
All right, thanks so much, Robert.
All right, good night, Monica.
Good night.
Okay, our next caller is from Atlanta. He's staying up late tonight. His name is Ron. September 8th, 1974. Are you there, Ron?
Yes, sir.
How's it going, Ron?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Good. I hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was wanting to see if you could help me out with where things are going in the next year or two.
Yeah, what are you up to?
Oh, I got some really bad personal problems going on right now, and I don't know what's going to happen with my life.
Yeah, like a divorce kind of stuff?
Oh, legal problems.
Legal problems?
Yeah. Yeah, no. I've made some mistakes, and now I don't know if my life is just over or what.
Well, I don't think you're going to die unless you really want to.
Right.
And, you know, some of the most successful people in the world, most of them actually, have fallen very far several times over the course of their life. So, you know, maybe you're due for a little fall, like a correction, you know?
Right.
Perhaps. I don't know. I mean, the question is, will you learn from this, you know? That's the question.
Well, I've already learned from it.
Have you learned some stuff?
Yeah, I have learned some stuff. But I'm just not sure what I should be doing right now. You know.
Well, what kind of work do you do?
Construction.
Okay, well, that's not really all that fulfilling.
No, but it's...
I'm not putting it down. I don't mean to put it down, because I've worked construction before and I enjoyed it, you know. But after a while, it wasn't enough for me. It just wasn't creative enough for me, and I don't think it's creative or successful enough for you.
Right.
Because you are a three of diamonds and an ace of spades, and you really do need to have not only success, you definitely need success. You need to know you've accomplished something, and you need to, like, be recognized, at least by yourself, for what you accomplished. But you also need to have something creative to do. Something that uses your creative gifts, not just a boring, driving and hammering nails kind of job, see?
Right. Well, that's not so much the type of construction I do. I do finish carpentry.
Well, there you go. That's more
fire and stuff like that in restaurants.
Okay, so that's more creative.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah,
I'm
not sure, like, at this point if I just need to just pack up everything and just wait, or if I need to just push ahead from the from the point that I'm at, because I don't even know, you know, where I'm going to be next week or next year.
Well, you have a five of hearts long range, so you're supposed to be moving, okay? I can tell you that. And, you know, actually your life, as difficult as you might think it has been, there's actually a lot of things that are in your life right now that are really going well.
Mm-hmm.
That I can see.
Right.
And like, you could be having a lot of success right now in whatever you do. And even if you picked up something new, you could have success in that with all these wonderful influences that you have.
Right.
Okay? Now, you do have a nine of clubs as a long range and a five, so this is a year of change for you. This is whatever you're going through right now is what it took to get you unhooked from what you were doing.
Right.
Okay? That's basically it. And I think the whole underlying current of it is that you were meant to let go of something and move forward in some way. That's
right.
The sense, I guess.
Right. All right. Well, I appreciate your help, sir.
Yeah, I mean, there's more graceful ways of doing what I just described, but everybody does it the way they do it, so.
Uh-huh. Right.
All my transitions weren't so smooth, you know.
Right. All right. So. Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a great night.
All right. You too.
Bye, Ron. Okay, we're going to take one more call before we take a break, and we have Tammy from Reno, whose birthday is March the 29th, 1961. Are you there, Tammy?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
How are you this evening?
So you were in the class, right?
Absolutely, and I have to tell you, it was the best experience ever.
I'm glad you had fun.
It was.
We did have a lot of fun, though, didn't we? Didn't we make some fun there in the class?
It was so good. It was such a great learning experience because you got to listen to other people that were different cards, and you got the opportunity to try to read somebody that you didn't know, which was so nice because then you're looking at the cards from different perspectives, and you're working with somebody that read them differently than the way that you may have looked at them, so you learn that part, too.
Yeah.
It was a good class.
Yeah. It was a great group, too. I thought, you know, I've taught lots of classes, and this group in particular was really, everybody was really compatible with each other.
It was funny when you sat down in the class of who ended up sitting around you. I thought that was pretty humorous.
Yeah. Now, you're a seven of clubs, jack of clubs, and who were you sitting next to?
I think I was sitting next to a lot of seven of spades. I think it was a lot of space, if I can remember correctly. And then, of course, my friend was five of diamonds next to me and a queen of diamonds on the other side. But, yeah, it was a lot of, I think it was a quite a few spades, if I remember correctly.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, it was fun. I love it. That's why I make everybody wear name tags, because I want to look out there and see who I'm talking to, you know, see which card showed up.
And you totally caught me off guard, because, of course, you said, you know, and Jacks like to argue about everything, and I said, no, they don't. It's just the art of verbal bantering. Like, okay, I just argued.
It's all in the way you pose it, you know?
I just have an attitude of gratitude, so I just look at everything in the most possible, positive way that I can.
So do you ever have those seven of clubs moments when you get really down and depressed?
No, not really. I used to have them when I was a kid, but I don't really have them anymore because I always flip it in my mind. What do I need to do next? How am I supposed to be looking at this? Where am I supposed to move forward? What am I supposed to be learning from this?
Sounds like you learned this lesson fairly early on then, you know? You kind of seven of clubs.
Yeah, I had some help from a pretty rough beginning.
Uh-huh.
So that helped me learn pretty much off the bat.
So isn't it interesting how people who have really rough beginnings, then you look back and you say, I had some help from having a rough beginning. Isn't that interesting?
Well,
that you would characterize it as help while somebody else would say, oh, you know, poor me, because look at what happened to me when I was a child.
You know, if you don't reflect back on it, you can be one of those people, and don't take this as an insult, that would be like, Jerry, Jerry, and I'm not the Jerry Springer's type of gal. So I love to look at it and analyze what it is that happened and turn around and say, I thank God and I thank, you know, the universe every day for everything that I learned because it created me into the person that I am today.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So now you're in Neptune, so what kind of drugs are you taking?
None. Why? I better tell you that I'm driving everybody crazy around me because they're all like, You have way too much energy. I just can't hang around with you. You're making me tired.
Well, you are an Aries after all.
What was that?
You are an Aries. You are an Aries after all, you know, and that's a sign of energy.
Of course.
So that's not your problem, is it? It's their problem.
No. It's just that I love to have fun.
Yeah.
So I'll be sitting at a restaurant and I'll be swaying back and forth, and they'll be like, "Stop that!" I'll be like, "What? Having fun?"
Yeah. I have a lot of Aries in my chart, and I get, I get some feedback about, my feet and my hands moving all the time and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, I started tapping my fingers when I was in your class, and my friends all like, "Hello." I was using it as a form of processing, because I was thinking about it.
They don't quite get that. They need an explanation.
So I thought it was really funny. But I have a couple of questions for you.
All right, go ahead.
And the first one is that I know my birthday's coming up, and for some reason, and I hopefully will continue on, but for some reason, whatever I say, I have to be very, very careful what I say, because it comes true very quickly.
And give me an example of what you're referring to when you say that.
I can make a list, and I can say, okay, I hate to say it out loud because I don't want to be on these lists again. Hey, if you need somebody to take you to the ER room, or if you need somebody to stand up for you in court, or you need somebody just to help you out, and I'll do this little list, and literally within the week, each one of those events will happen.
Oh, my God. To the person you told it to?
No, just out of the blue, someone will call me, and one of my friends will call me, and it will be one of those situations.
Wow. So you actually said it to somebody else, but it happens to somebody that you know.
Correct.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. Does that make you think you have some kind of superpower or something?
No. No, I'm just very careful about what I say, because I see things coming and I'll say them, and I'll tell somebody, I'll say, "Hey, you need to go get car insurance. I'm telling you right now, you need to go get car insurance. You just need to go do this." And I'll talk to them about it in the morning, and in the evening, they'll have gone and got a ticket.
Well, that's a gift. I think that's some kind of a gift that you have, and people may not understand that, But that's something you can share with people, and obviously you are, so it's a good thing. Sounds good. So, did you have a question that you wanted to ask me about something?
Yes. When I was looking, you're killing me. I am asking you questions.
I haven't heard it yet. I'm waiting for the question.
Okay, here's a question for you. I was looking all the way through the cards, and I was looking at my family members, my son, my two sons, my daughter, my granddaughter. And my question is the planetary cards are the three of diamonds, the four of diamonds, the five of diamonds, and the six of diamonds.
Yeah.
Do they have karmic debts to each other, or are they karmically connected, or?
Well, I think it's fairly safe to assume that if we're born in a family together, we probably have been together before, So it's certainly not out of the question that you would see a lot of connections between the siblings. Now, I was one of seven siblings, and like I have a sister, I'm a queen of diamonds, I have a jack of diamonds sister, so there's one of those, I have two six of clubs siblings, which is interesting. Two sisters who are Libras who ended up doing the same exact career, even though they're different cards. What am I saying? I have two Jack of Diamonds sisters. So, these patterns happen, and they happen in families. And it's real interesting to watch it, but you can't really predict anything. You can't really say a family's going to have this or that, because it just happens the way it needs to happen for those people that are in that family. But it is very fascinating to watch and to observe who we end up with.
Well, it's kind of neat because the oldest my oldest daughter is the Five of Diamonds planetary card. My youngest son is the Four of Diamonds, and my oldest son is the Three of Diamonds, and my son gets along with both his brother and his sister.
Uh-huh.
But the Three of Diamonds doesn't seem to get along with the Five of Diamonds.
Well, you know, you can't just use the birth card because there's ruling cards in each one of these cases, and that also has a big impact on... You got to look at the birth and ruling card together to know the real story. Typically, Three and Five of Diamonds will get along great because there's a past life love connection, but there could be some other connections between them that would account for them. They're not getting along together.
Like one's a three, or one's a Queen of Clubs and one's a Queen of Diamonds.
Yeah, and that those two have Mars together. I can tell you that right away.
Okay.
Queen of Clubs and Queen of Diamonds have Mars. So, you know, that's probably why they don't get along.
Okay.
But it must be kind of interesting for you being surrounded by diamonds and being a double club.
What was that?
I say it must be interesting for you being a double club. You're a seven of clubs, jack of clubs.
Yes.
To be surrounded by all these diamonds.
Oh, yeah. They all want my money.
Yeah. Oh, they all want your money. Yeah, of course they do.
I'm all like, what's up with this? Do you think that, you know, I'm like, I keep telling them, the tree out back has no more leaves on it.
Well, you know, as long as they don't feel entitled to it, then it's okay.
That's
if they
only,
start acting like they're
only
entitled
the
to your money, then it's time to get rid of them.
Yeah. So do you see anything upcoming for me for this new year here? Anything
well, of course I do, but you're going to have to be a little more specific.
Okay, specifically...
Well, let me just say something, okay? That I'm going to say something that's probably the most significant thing for the year, okay? You're sitting in the most blessed spot this year, all right? You ever heard of that?
No.
You ever heard of being in the most blessed position? Do you have the book? Okay, go read chapter 8 and read about sitting in the most blessed position.
Okay.
Okay? Go read about
it. I will
do
that.
Because this is very auspicious. It's a wish-fulfilling year in lots of ways. Looks like you're going to have a much bigger house. Are you married now or single? What's your
story? Yes, I'm married for the second time to a King of Clubs.
Okay, cool. That's a good card for you. Your long range is Queen of Hearts. That's about being a mother, you know.
It's really funny because he's a little bit younger than me and he really wants to have another baby. He wants to have his own.
Well, there you have it. There it is right there. Have a baby.
At the age of 48?
Well, I mean, you know, that's not... I have my grandmother on my mother's side had 13 children, and I have an uncle who's younger than I am.
Wow.
Okay? So it's not out of the question. It's up to you. It's a choice, of course, like everything else.
Correct.
There are no rules, though. There's nothing to stop you, and there's nothing that says you have to either.
Correct.
So you get to choose what you like to do. But having a Queen of Hearts long range is... If you decided you wanted to do it, you couldn't pick a better year.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, you tickle me, Pink. You're just such a great guy.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
And I'm looking forward to taking another one of your classes, so hopefully you'll keep me posted on your next class, because, yes, I think...
Yeah, we, you know, we have typically one in the spring and one in the fall.
Okay.
And we might do a little... I'm thinking we might do a little bit longer one next time, like maybe 2 days.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
We can get into something a little deeper and have more fun, you know.
And that would be fantastic, because I have to tell you that we learned so much in the class. My friend and I spent the whole entire weekend from the time we took your class until I left this morning studying your books.
Oh, that's so cool. That's really, I appreciate you calling and sharing all this. It's really nice. I think my listeners appreciate it, because they... Probably some of them wanted to come and couldn't make it, and, you know, so this is great. Appreciate you calling.
Beautiful, and I hope you have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Yeah, Tammy, thank you. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a break, and lines are open. If you want to call in, now would be the time. We're going to listen to a song called Rama of Rama off my CD Bhakti Rock, which is the most recently recorded tune on the CD. It's the newest one. And I hope you enjoy it. When we come back, if we have callers, we'll be taking your calls and continue with our show. Be back in about 7 minutes. Be right back.
I
That was Rama Rama from Bhakti Rock. I kind of like that song. It's upbeat, kind of swinging, happiness, moving ahead. Hope you enjoyed it. Well, thank you, my loyal listeners. It's so nice when people just call in when they get the opportunity. It makes me feel so good. Our first caller is from Tucson. Her name's Mary. She's born on April the 14th, 1960. All these Aries are calling in to find out what's going to happen next year. Are you there, Mary?
Hi, yep, I'm here. I'm really excited to talk to you.
Oh, good talking to you, too. I assume you want a reading about your next year. Is that true?
It is.
Well, what is going on that you would like to know something about?
Well, I'm trying to start a business. Yep.
Okay. Now, turn your radio off, Mary, so you can hear me, okay?
Yeah, this isn't working, huh? Okay, so turn that off.
Yeah.
All right, there.
There you go.
No?
Otherwise, you're hearing an echo of me.
You can tell that.
Yeah, I could tell. So I look at your cards this year, and you have a Nine of Clubs as your long-range card. You want to start a new business? What kind of business would this be?
Well, I'm a nutritional consultant, so I need... Yeah, it's still not working there, huh?
You got to turn the
all
radio
right.
off.
All right.
Turn
I just
those,
clicked off of that.
Turn the speakers all the way off. Yeah.
All right, I did it.
Thank you. It'll be a lot easier that way.
Sorry.
Okay. That's okay. Seven of Diamonds, Nine of Clubs. A little spacey there. Can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay, good. So you're already a nutritional therapist. Is that what you said?
Consultant, yeah.
Consultant. And so what are you thinking of doing different in the coming year that you're not doing?
Well,
already?
Not really. I've got my certification, and I need to start a business. So
a business
I just want to know.
A business doing the
consulting.
Nutrition?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm thinking of moving. So a lot of going on in my life right now.
Well, a move would be very good for you. Okay? You know
okay.
how I know that from the cards? Mm-hmm. I know that because you have a Five of Hearts in Jupiter. A Five
okay.
of Hearts in Jupiter says a change of home, Five of Hearts, is a blessing. Okay?
Okay.
Jupiter is blessed.
So when is a good time to move?
Well, you actually, you have a choice, okay? You can either move in your Venus period, which is June 5th to July 27th, and that would be an excellent time to move if you can pull it off that soon. Or the other good time would be in your Jupiter period from September 17th to November the 8th. Those
okay.
are the two times of the year for you this year that would be the best to move.
June, oh wow. Because, yeah, I need to, the sooner the better, I thought.
Well, if you can pull it off for June, the better, all the better. Okay?
Okay.
It'll be easy in June. It'll be exciting. It'll be fun. And it'll be a nice change. As well.
Huh.
Yeah. So, you know, mostly when somebody starts a new business, the number one thing they have to master is getting the word out about what they're doing.
Right.
Letting people know. You know, that's the key to your success. For most people, that's the key to success is just getting the word out to the right people about that you're available to do what you do. Make sense?
Right.
So, you know, you might want to consider, like, whenever you're ready to start doing that, you might want to consider giving some free talks, for example, about the
right.
subject, you know, at different places. And people love, you know, very low-cost talks. It doesn't have to be exactly free, but something that's, you know, not real expensive. People love that, and it's a great way to promote what you do.
Right. That's been my marketing strategy.
Yeah, I don't think you'll have any problem. I mean, Seven of Diamonds are usually really good at promotion.
Right.
So I don't know if you really have a problem to really speak of. Okay?
Really? Okay, I've just, you know, as a spiritual card, it's like I've let myself go down to very little. I'm trying not to rely on the money thing. I'm trying to do it, follow my heart and do what I love to do.
Yeah, but you have to always be aware that the value of things is important. You have to be aware of that.
Right. The Seven of Diamonds, that's who I am.
Yeah, and not only that, but you have to do it for your customers. See, you're the one that tells them how valuable it is. Do you understand that?
Right, adding value.
They're looking to you to tell them if it's valuable or not. And the way you tell them is by how much you charge.
Right.
If you do something for free, then they think, well, it's not worth anything. No matter what you think. This is what they will think. Okay.
So I'm in 9 of clubs too, right?
Yes, you
are. Between the 7 of diamonds. And a 9 of clubs. Can you tell me more about a 9 of clubs, how those two relate together?
Well, the 9 of clubs is, you know, that gets you involved with information, teaching, that kind of thing.
So that's why I'm in the business I'm in. It's like a spiritual knowledge kind of thing.
Exactly. It's giving knowledge to the world. That's what 9 of clubs is about on the highest level. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's also a bunch of personal traits that come along with being a 9 of clubs.
Okay.
The sex stuff and the relationship stuff.
So.
Okay.
What is so amazing that I found is, like, I found the system back in the early 90s, and then I didn't really get back into it until this recently. And just kind of like looking through the years and going through what I've gone through, it really is amazing how right on it can be.
Are you talking about the card system?
Yeah, the whole system. I'm really pretty blown away by it.
Oh, cool. Well, it's great to have you share that, and appreciate the call that you would let us know and kind of share that with us. That's great.
Yeah, so this is good. I'm just keep learning. That's what I'm trying to do. You know, there's so much to learn, and this is like a whole other avenue.
You know, just one more thing before you go, I'll just share with you, is that this year for you, this is the beginning of a whole new cycle for you. It's a new 7-year cycle for you.
Now, how do you find that out?
Well, there's a chapter in the book about, there's a little section in the advanced article section about the 7-year spread. You can read that.
Okay,
and it'll tell you there. You can look it up. And you can look it up and see where you are. And you happen to be starting a brand new 7-year cycle on your next birthday.
So this is the perfect time to start a new business.
It's the perfect time to start a new everything.
Everything.
You know?
That's right.
It's the perfect time to start a new everything.
Life, everything. New, right.
Say goodbye to the past and say hello to the new world that you want to be part of. Sure, that's it.
Well, thank you. I needed to hear that.
Yeah, you're very welcome. It's a pleasure. Mary, thank you for calling and being my guest tonight. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm leaving you.
Okay.
Have a
great night. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, it's not often, you know, I've been giving people a lot of good news tonight, and it's not always good news, so it's kind of nice to be able to give good news, and I'm happy to do it. Our next caller is the newest member of our Magi Fellowship. Her name is Nicole. She lives in Idaho, and she told me today she lives just a few miles from the border of Canada, way up there. Must be nice and chilly up there. Her birthday is November 19th, 1989. Are you there, Nicole? Hello?
I'm here.
Nicole?
Uh-huh.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
I get to talk to you twice in one day.
Oh, yeah. This is a good day for me.
So, it's nice to have you call. And what would you be asking me tonight?
Well, I had a question, a couple questions, actually. One of them, I've noticed that the three most significant men in my life are all three of diamonds. And I was wondering what you can tell me about that.
Okay, well, three of diamonds, you're a Scorpio and you're an ace of clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And that ace, the five of clubs is the strongest of your two ruling cards.
Mm-hmm.
And the five of clubs is moon to the three of diamonds.
Okay, that makes sense.
So naturally, you would feel like, wow, this guy could be, you know, a good partner for me.
Well, see, the thing is, one of them is my father. The other, the most significant, intimate relationship I've had. And then the other was just a really good friend to me. So they're all, the nature of the relationships are all different. So that's why I thought it was really interesting.
Yeah, but even so, you know, it's interesting that you had significant relationships with men who were the same card as your father. This is very common, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's, you know, there's, it is a match for you, but here's the thing about it, you know, which is interesting, is that three of diamonds aren't the greatest married partners. You know?
Yeah, that's what we discovered in our relationship, is it's not a very good relationship.
Of course, the five of clubs is not so hot either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
I think you and I just have talked about this before, actually.
Yeah, a little bit.
So,
last time I called, we were going through
something. Still, I mean, you know, I kind of think, when I think about three of diamonds and five of clubs people, and also some other cards like queen of clubs, who are all up in that top row there, I think, well, these people probably would be happy with sort of unconventional kinds of relationships. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, like people that are lovers or friends for their whole life, but never really make a commitment, you know?
Yeah.
But there's no rules about this, you know? Anybody can do whatever they want. And I was thinking that these birthdays and these cards might be happier with those kinds of relations if they could just accept it and say, this is okay, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of where we're at right now, actually. We just kind of went through a real big thing where, you know, we had to discover that our relationship is actually more beneficial to us when we're not trying to commit ourselves to each other.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you have a strong freedom thing, and what's his ruling card?
Nine of Spades.
Nine of Spades. Well, he doesn't have the freedom issues that you do, but he does have that three sort of uncertainty, wanting variety, kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, does that answer your question?
It does. And I also had another question. My youngest sister is a December 31st birthday. So, I'm really interested if, you know, there's any way that I can really kind of look at her in the context of the cards. You know, there's so little information about being a joker.
Yeah. It's interesting. I had an email from a person today who said, hey, your software's got a big bug in it. It won't do anything with somebody born December 31st. And, you know, it's kind of hard to accept that there's this one card that we can't read in the system. It's not hard for me, but it's hard for other people.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then you have your sister, and you'd like to be able to help her out, right? So
she's really young. I mean, she's just turned 6 years old, so she's fairly young. It's just interesting to see how she's developing without any real, you know, idea of the kind of energies that are ruling her life.
Well, you'll be able to have like a first-hand experience of watching the Joker develop. Mm-hmm. Won't that be exciting?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What you can do is you could when you learn astrology, and you will learn astrology eventually in the fellowship, you will learn it, okay?
Okay.
And when you learn that, you'll be able to read her with astrology and get some insights about her.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
but
right.
She's immune to the cards.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Superman. Yeah. Superman to the cards. That's
all right,
great.
Well, that was all I had today.
All right, Nicole, thanks for calling in. It's great to hear from you again.
Thank you.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Okay, we have another caller from Silver Springs, Maryland. Her name is Doris, and it's her birthday today. She's born the 23rd of February, 1947. Are you there, Doris?
Yes, I'm here, Robert. How are you?
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. I've had a good day.
Oh, great.
That I thought I would call in and represent people that are born today.
All the Aries and the Pisces are calling in today.
Yes, but I feel like do it for the 23rd people.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. It's nice to have somebody whose actual birthday is today call in. So let's have a quick look here and see what we see. Tell me a little bit about your life situation.
Oh.
Married, single, working, retired, what?
Okay. I'm single. I'm retired. And I'm enjoying just looking around and taking a deep breath.
Did you just recently retire?
No, I've been retired for a while, but I was busy taking care of family, being the codependent Pisces, and it got overwhelming. And so in the last year or so, I've been paying attention to, well, it's like you were saying earlier, I never paid attention to what I wanted to do. I was just doing what I thought I should do. So,
well, that's nice. So have you come up with any plans yet, or are you still just exploring?
Well, like, yeah, because when you haven't paid attention for 60 years, you don't know what it is that you really want to do. So it's kind of fun exploring. Trying to find out what it is. But I noticed you were talking to the person at the 52nd year, and I noticed that my long-range card for this year is the same as my 52 year. Is that significant in any way?
Well, it might have some significance. Are you talking about the Eight of Diamonds?
Yes.
Well, that's a really great card, you know, for money.
Yeah.
How's that money going to come to you?
How is it going to come?
Yeah, do you have any way for money to come to you?
Well, no. When I was 52, someone died and left me some money.
I know. Okay.
Yeah. I don't have plans.
The Eight of Diamonds could be very useful for you if you had some plan in place to make money.
Uh-huh.
But it's not going to do much for you if you're, you know, on a fixed income and not interested in anything new.
Mm-hmm.
It's all taken in context. I mean, even so, something good could happen to you financially sometime this year that you would consider to be a blessing, and that's all good.
Mm-hmm.
But the Eight of Diamonds has the potential to be really good, but only if somebody's in the position to take advantage of it.
Well, if the diamonds have to do with values, is it possible that I'll, you know, hit on what's valuable to me in my life during this year from a spiritual point?
It's possible, yeah, because it does. See, even though it's called like a money card, like money comes in usually with the card, What's going on underlying that is the fact that you've gotten really clear about what you want. And because you've gotten clear about what you want, now it can come to you very quickly. So yes, this could be really about you getting really clear about what you want and then having that manifest very quickly in your life.
Well, that'll be great. Then I'll make lots of money.
Well, yeah, if that's what you want. Again, it comes back to, you know, it's usually money, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. It means the power of value, having the power. It means you become very focused about what you want in your life.
That's great news.
And you know, I see an influence here that could bring you love if you're looking or open to that, you know.
Well, I think I'm in that period of learning to love myself, you know, because I spent a lifetime loving other people, you know, quote unquote, loving other people, and it was frustrating. But then I found out, you know, I just really didn't know what to do to be with me, so I don't really have anything to give from the overflow, so to speak. You
know? Well, you know, you'd be surprised, you know. See, the thing is, you've never had a relationship with a man who basically gave to you.
No.
So you can still have that. You understand?
Yeah.
You're still in the market to have that.
Yeah, I sort of had one a few years ago, and it was kind of scary because I didn't know what to do. It was nice. It was nice giving, you know, him being so attentive, but I just didn't know what to do.
You didn't know how to be comfortable with that.
Right. I kept feeling like something would be expected of me that I couldn't give.
Right. So see, that was you experiencing your inability to receive. See, that's your problem, is you have trouble receiving.
Right.
And you can, you know, you're not dead yet, Doris. If you want, you can change that. Okay?
Yeah.
You're not too old to have that be something that you have gotten rid of because you've worked on it. You can actually heal that within yourself if you choose.
Yeah, I'd like to.
And you could have a relationship with a man that would just want to give to you, and he would enjoy it, and you could feel comfortable receiving. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, so why don't you ask for that and see what happens?
Okay. That's
it's
what
simple
I'll
as asking. Ask and ye shall receive. Knock and the door shall be opened.
Yes.
That's kind of
and
how,
I've been
that's pretty much
looking,
how it works.
Looking for what to ask for, okay.
You just say, I want a great relationship with a man that loves me, and I want to be able to take it in without being distrustful or afraid.
Okay.
I just put it into words for you.
Okay. Well,
if you forget,
you can listen
to the recording. If you forget what I said, you can listen to the recording of the show later and write it down.
Okay, because I was going to tell you goodbye so I could write it down now.
Okay,
but yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, thanks for calling, Doris, and happy birthday again.
Thank you, Robert. Bye-bye.
All right, good night. All right, we're going to take a short break. We do have one more caller, and we'll probably have time for her and one other. So we have room for somebody to call in if you've been thinking of it and you're not sure if you should. I'm saying go for it. Actually, I'm telling a lot of people to go for it tonight. So if you're thinking of calling and you want to be our last caller tonight, you can call. We're going to have a short break. We're going to listen to Sri Ram. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Feline and whoever else calls. We'll be right back after Sri Ram. Ram.
사람 했시다라 대한누마함 라치마나라 헤라자라
That was Sri Ram, Sri Ram Hare, which means, you know, yay God, basically. Hope you enjoyed it. Okay, we have Feline on the line, and she's our second caller tonight, who was born on March the 9th. She's born 1939. Are you there, Feline?
Yes, I am, Robert. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Pretty good. It's been...
You hear me talking about this?
Pardon?
Did you happen to hear me talking about the sweetheart card earlier?
Yes, the Two of Hearts.
That would be you.
I would like to think so. It's been probably over a year since I last called in, and I don't know if you recall, but I do have your software and I have all your books. And
Okay. Yeah, your name sounds familiar.
Right, I took some of your first classes back in the early 80s.
Did you really? What's your last name? Well, you don't have to tell me.
Well, it's Carlson. Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, I saw
you down in Venice or Santa Monica, wherever it was. And then I took some of your classes at the hotels that you were giving your classes in.
Oh, that was really early, the early days.
Very early.
Yeah, I was just getting started then.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's
great
right.
to talk to you.
Well, I've had, last year was a major year for me, and lots of major changes, and this year would be like a building continuing from last year. But last year I was finally early in the year, actually I guess that would have been the year before then, freed from a pension matter that had been, a legal matter that had been dogging me for several years that was a major problem. I finally was freed from that and won my case. And then the early part of last year, in March, I was able to move. I packed up from California and moved to Arizona. And that was in March.
Mm-hmm.
I found a home in April.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was finally free after 25 years to finally own, you know, a modest home. And then
nice.
I've been building ever since then, the restarting the business over here in sales and trying to get that launched. It's been slow go. I've had some major health problems. So now I'm looking at my chart for this coming year. And, you know, you can always be a little too close when it's your own chart. So I would love to have your input on
okay.
how things are likely to proceed this year. A long-range card is my karma card.
Well, it's interesting that most of your cards, your long-range cards, are mostly heart cards, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that you're asking about business, but I don't see business being the focus as much, see?
Well, hopefully it will go on its own here. I've been working towards that end, and I would like to be more involved with the cards and metaphysical and fulfilling some of my dreams in these late years, you know.
Yeah, you have, well, you have a Ten of Diamonds in Jupiter this year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very, very good card, and if you were to take advantage of that, it could be really good, see? So do you know how to take advantage of that card?
Well, definitely a variety card where you would do perhaps more than one thing.
Well, the Three of Diamonds is a variety card, but I'm referring to the Ten of Diamonds you have in Jupiter.
Where is that?
In your planetary ruling card spread, in your Two of Hearts spread.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. You have a
now,
Ten of Diamonds in Jupiter with a Ten of Clubs. So,
mm-hmm.
okay, yes, the Three of Diamonds means you can make money in more than one way, but you really have to think, okay? You have to think about this, because you have a good 6 months to figure this out, okay?
Okay.
Like, if you're going to take real advantage of that Ten of Diamonds, you got to think, what could I do? Like, how much business could I really handle? How much would I like to have? And what would that look like? See?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, maybe you don't want that much business. It's up to you. This is a choice again. You know, it's not like you have to. But if you want more business and you want to make more money, you have an opportunity coming this year. A big one.
Yes, I had that Ten of Diamonds in my spread when I won my lawsuit.
Yeah. Yeah, so... You know how powerful it is, right?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You had the Ten of Spades,
too. So if you want to take advantage of that, you have to think about it a little bit and see, well, how could I, like in the business that I'm doing now, this is the question you would ask yourself. You'd say, in the business that I'm doing now, like, what would be like Ten of Diamonds to me in this business? See, how much would that be? Would it be like, you know, $30,000 in a month, or would it be 50,000, you know, and then
okay,
is it any way possible for my current business to do that much business? See?
Mm-hmm.
These are the kind of questions. You got to think about it in practical terms. And then if you do something, it's going to happen. That's basically it.
Well, I'm already doing that, and I'm already, you know, investing in that end of it. So now I need to keep the focus on it, is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you already have a plan in place and you're already taking plan to take advantage of it, you're there. You're there already. So that's good. That's all you got to do. I'm not suggesting you have to do more than that. That's plenty. Just doing that. See, just setting that intention and putting something in place that could generate that kind of income is all that's necessary. See?
Okay.
Yeah, so that's great. So that's not going to be an issue. Money's not going to be an issue. So that leaves room for romance.
Okay, well, where is that?
Well, it's all over your cards.
I see the Five of Hearts in Mars.
Yeah, I see a Seven of Hearts long range, and I see a Three of Hearts long range. Well, what do you think those things mean?
Right, I've got that, and I've got the Four of Hearts Mercury.
Yeah, so, you know. Maybe this is the year you'll get back into it.
Venus, Mars, Jupiter, I got Ace of Hearts, Jupiter.
Ah, now you're starting to see the heart cards for a change.
Yes, now I'm seeing the heart cards.
You just need a reminder.
I was focusing more on the stability in my life here.
Yeah, I understand that.
Especially with a couple of fives there.
But you know the old saying, if you want to see God laugh, just tell him your plans.
Oh, right. We don't really do it, do we?
We think, yeah, we think
with our
we're
intentions.
Doing, but, you know.
Well, with our intentions.
Yeah,
by
we do
God's
our best.
Grace. Yeah, by God's grace. So I've got the fives there in Venus and Mars, so there looks like some changes, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's all good. You know, just be open to good things and watch the drama unfold as the year goes.
And the Five of Diamonds is over the Ten of Diamonds.
Yes, you're right. There's a Ten of Diamonds, and there's a Seven of Diamonds vertical, which is another money card. So
mm-hmm.
It looks to me like prosperity can be really rich this year for you.
It'd be good. What about that long-range Seven of Hearts? You know, that's my first karma card.
Yeah, well, you're going to have a chance to work on your relationship issues again, which you have not finished yet.
Good. That's all right.
Don't tell me it's all right. Tell God about that. You're going to have an opportunity to work on that some more. Be happy.
Okay.
You get to try again.
Right. Then I'm looking at my challenge and reward with the result reward card being the King of Clubs. I would love to
write.
Like
more, that's more about your business, though.
I would love to write, but that seems like it's a little too soon.
Well, it may not be writer. It could just be teacher. Like maybe you'll
okay.
be teaching.
And I would love to do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, King of Clubs just means an authority. It doesn't necessarily mean it can be an author, for sure, but it also can be just a teacher.
Okay. That somebody I would love to do.
Somebody who people regard as an authority in some field and they come to you for your knowledge. That's King of Clubs.
Well, that sounds perfect. That's exactly what I would like to do. Be
all
more
right,
involved
so you got it all
in
figured out.
And some things. Mm-hmm. And even the cards,
right.
You know.
Yeah, you can bring the cards. I'm not sure exactly what you're planning, but you obviously know the cards really well. You should be using that.
I do work with it, but only within the family at this point. But I would like to expand out beyond that.
Yeah, why don't you? You have an Ace of Spades result. Maybe you will.
with the two, okay. Now, do you work with the Queen of Spades? Do you work
no,
with that,
we don't,
or do you
we
primarily?
No, we don't work with
that.
We don't work with the personality anymore because, generally speaking, everything we would want to get from that spread is available in the other spreads.
Okay.
So there's really no need to go to the personality cards, which really aren't the birth cards, you know. That's just what I've come up with for myself.
All righty. Well, that sounds good. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, Feline. Thank you
like
for being
hear,
my guest tonight.
Hear from someone
good
else. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah.
Good night.
Okay. Good night. Okay, this concludes our show tonight, everyone. Thank you for joining in, those of you who called in, and all of you for listening. We have apparently a really large listening audience tonight, and so it's great to have you. I'm glad you're enjoying the show. I appreciate the good feedback I get from people. We do have technical glitches here and there and, you know, causes problems, interference with the show, but overall things are going pretty well, and we all have something to be grateful for on these nice Monday night. So we'll see you next week. Have a wonderful week. And you know where to find me if you need books, CDs, anything. You know where to get it. Have a great week. Good night. This is Robert Lee Camp. And we're going to end with Gayatri, the Gayatri Mantra from my CD, Bhakti Rock.
Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yonatra.
tan sa di tu la vali.